Diehard Wahoo Frank Maloney and former UVA basketball standout Jim Hobgood break down the Cavaliers each week by bringing you inside the game and behind the scenes with all-star interviews and classic Hobbo humor. Who's Talking is brought to you by Ortho Virginia, Moore's Volvo, LeClaire Ryan, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, CapTech Consulting, TheSaber.com, Hildrup Moving and Storage, Kelleher Heating and Air, Richmond Allergy and Asthma Associates, Zacharias Ganey Health Institute, and La Mer Restaurant. Now, Who's Talking is on Sports Radio 910. Here's Frank and Jim.
Good evening, Wahoos, and welcome, ACC sports fans. This is Frank Maloney with my co-host, Jim Hobgood, a.k.a. Hobbo. The Virginia football team enjoyed the bye week, and Who's Talking hosted a really fun live remote at Moore's Volvo on Saturday, and sort of the precursor to this big storm. So we've been hearing about the big storm now for days and days, and it looks like it may live up to the hype. It's the winds are picking up. There's sleet out in Powhatan. There's snow out there in Bluefield. There's
unbelievably low barometric pressure. We're going to breaking that down as the evening goes on.
And what is the deal with the barometric pressure? What is that actually going to do to us?
Well, fortunately, I did take meteorology when I was an undergraduate at the university, so I'll explain all that to you.
That was a crip course. Anyway, the Wahoos have had 2 weeks to get ready for the Wolfpack, and the game on Saturday coming up is at 12:30 down in Raleigh. Big question is, will the Wahoos break through and shake off this terrible streak? Anyhow, we're very glad that you joined us.
That is indeed the case. As Frank said, we really did have a nice show over at Moore's Volvo on Saturday morning, and for those that were able to come in person, we appreciate that, and we'll have more about that as the evening develops here tonight. But we are delighted that you're able to join us. I know there's a lot of interest in the weather situation, not to make light of it, because it's a very serious situation, not only here, but north of here as well. But if you want to get a little respite from the weather reports, we got a little sports tonight, particularly Virginia sports, starting in a few minutes with former UVA star quarterback, as well as NFL quarterback, Aaron Brooks. And also former UVA running back, who's a Lane High School graduate back when it was Lane High School and not Charlottesville High School, David Sloan will be with us in the second half hour. So a lot of football discussion tonight. And then later in the show from Ortho Virginia, Dr. David Nediff will give us our injury update.
Hobbo has been practicing high marks. He got Dr. Nediff's name correct.
Bonus I was really points. Good on that David thing, right?
Hobbo used to say we have a Dr. David somebody.
Dr. David Nediff will be with us probably around 6:50 or so. But anyway, right now, Chris Sill, our friendly research analyst, is going to tell you how you can follow the show.
All right, guys, we're streaming live on sportsradio910.com and thesaber.com. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and call in 345-0910 if you have any questions or comments. We encourage everyone to post comments on Facebook as well. So go ahead and search Who's Talking, become a fan. All of our shows are archived on thesaber.com, and we encourage everyone to download the iHeartRadio app. Listen live on their smartphone. Your comments are welcome.
Chris Sill, very dapperly attired tonight. The pinstripe suit, the blue Oxford shirt, I tell you. And, of course, Frank has the sweater vest. My colleagues looking very sharp here on an otherwise dreary day.
Well, you know, we're trying to hold up the standard here for all Wahoos, even despite the bad weather. But, hey, we want to thank some people from Saturday. Could not have done the show on Saturday at Moore's Volvo.
Without Hobbo.
Well, sort of. I think we could have done the show without Hobbo.
Well, it certainly wouldn't have been as good.
It wouldn't have been as good.
That's
no
right.
Choice. But we had.
Well, couldn't have done it without Jesse. That's who we really could have done.
Jesse, yeah. Not the Body Ventura.
No.
But we had Kevin Coffey was their leadoff guest. He was right on time. He had some excellent remarks. We also had your good friend Mark Newland, who we were delighted to have, talked a little hoop. Then we had Mike Mullins, who I thought did an outstanding job talking to us about the offensive line. And then batting cleanup, Dr. Robert Call, a.k.a. Bobby Call. And he gave us some more insights on the secondary and the struggles of the young defensive backs. But they did a great job.
And yeah, four outstanding former student athletes at the University of Virginia. You know, as I said during the broadcast, really impressed. One thing about this show is it's allowed me to meet a lot of athletes other than basketball players, virtually all of whom just impressive young men and women.
Well, you know, Habo really didn't know there were other sports at the University of Virginia until this show.
Well, it is the ACC, you know. It's all about hoop.
Particularly the ladies' sports. He used to say, what other sports we have?
And rowing. It's all about rowing.
I tell you what, and Habo knows how to yell out one thing.
Stroke.
All right, we've got Aaron Brooks coming on the line here any moment now. Aaron was a terrific quarterback, to say the least, played from 1995 through 1998. Team captain in 1998, along with none other than Anthony Poindexter, who's now a coach at the university. Aaron distinguished himself by generating 5,118 passing yards at UVA, 5,665 total yards, which is sixth all-time in UVA history. Had a couple big games against Virginia Tech, both in 97 and 98. I had the pleasure of attending the game in 97 at Scott Stadium, and he basically demonstrated that if a quarterback can hold on the ball and go through his progressions, you can just slice up that crazy defense, but you've got to have the guts to stand in the pocket and go through your progressions, and he sure did that. 385 yards in that game, and then 356 yards in 1998, both big wins for the Cavaliers, and last quarterback to beat Tech at Tech. So maybe Coach London ought to hire Aaron Brooks to come on over to Charlottesville and help him out figuring out how to dissect Bud Foster's defense.
It certainly has been too long. Let's leave it at that. Yeah.
All right. Well, Aaron, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Very good. We're glad to have you as always. Aaron visited with us 2 years ago in studio, and it's been too long, but in the meantime, he's got three children and his lovely wife, Tisa. They've got their hands full. Last time I saw Aaron, he had strollers and backpacks and, you know, sippy cups, and he looked like he'd been sacked by, you know, like the St. Louis Rams or something.
Now, Aaron, help us out here. What's the gender breakdown of the three children?
I have a girl who's the oldest, and we have twin boys.
Twin boys. Now, Are these legacy hopefuls at UVA?
It's possible.
God, I hope one of them can throw a football. We're in trouble if they can't. All right, we're going to get down to brass tacks here. UVA football. Let's talk about the present first, and maybe we'll go back and talk about some memories towards the end of your visit here in the segment. But Virginia's had a carousel of quarterbacks this year. It's just every time I turn around, I'm like, what is going on? And it seems like the blocking has been suspect all year. And for that matter, the run game, some halves looks brilliant, and that helps a quarterback. And other halves, they can't get 5 yards. So what are your thoughts? I know you've probably seen some of the games. I've seen you at the practice at Sportsbacker Stadium, so I know you're following the team.
Right. Well, let me start off with the quarterbacks. I think it's definitely a circus, but I'm a big David Wofford fan. I had the privilege of working with him in high school before he committed to Virginia. He was at a couple of camps that I was worked for the Hampton Roads Youth Foundation, big camp in Tidewater. And so I thought last year that they pretty much wasted time spent on this kid trying to develop him. I thought they thrust him into the lineup forcefully, and it was just uncalled for. But that was last year. And hopefully this year the kid is learning and seeing what's going on around him at this point, and hopefully he's able to redshirt. again, with the quarterbacks, excuse me, guys, poor Michael Rocco. He's had numerous opportunities to get this team going. I thought he did a tremendous job last year bringing the team back and getting some great wins down the stretch, obviously beating both teams in Florida. And obviously didn't have the game he wanted to have in the bowl game, And then this year, and they believed in him, but obviously he didn't play as well as he thought he should have, and all of a sudden we get this big time recruit or player from Alabama who comes in by the name of Phillip Sims, and he comes in pretty much in the same scenario David Wofford was in, very limited time to understand the playbook, was put in a position to win at the given moment. And it just hasn't happened.
Right.
I think also with the offensive coordinator, I believe he can do a better job in terms of play calling. There are some opportunities in the game where if a play can be called differently here and there, could change the outcome, but that's neither here or there. I think that we really need to run the ball more.
Yeah,
I think we really need to run the ball. We put too much emphasis on passing the ball and put too much pressure on our skill guys. They're not quite ready. The quarterbacks are not seasoned enough to be that type of dominant quarterback in the pocket. But if we can get more yards in the running game, whether the quarterback's scrambling or they just interchanging the running backs more often, I think we can be more productive when we get in the red zone. We're moving the ball, but we're not putting points on the board. We're only averaging about 21 points a game. And so you have to score in this league to take away some of the pressure from the defense. So there's a lot of issues out there offensively. I can probably go on. I think we need to utilize the tight end more. We don't do that as enough. Again, there are many factors in which why we're losing these close games or tough games. But at the end of the day, I don't think as a coach they're putting the kids in the right position at the right time to be able to close these games, because ultimately you have to close games and not just be in these games or play from behind. So that's my small analysis on offense.
Oh, I think that was fabulous. I hope our listeners were picking up on all that. Aaron, watching Notre Dame play the other night, a team that's about to join the ACC, about 95% joining the ACC.
Right.
Their quarterback is not what you would call a true pocket pass or anything, but he could flat run. And watching the game the other night, I was thinking, you know, David Wofford could run that offense at Notre Dame.
Yeah, well, he could run it at UVA.
That's my point. Meaning they've. I felt like watching this team this year, I felt like they rushed Sims into this thing.
Yeah.
And they could have fed him some plays and some downs and some series and gotten him some seasoning this year, but they've put him right in the middle of the boiling water and he's having a hard time. And maybe you make a good point. Maybe Wofford should have been given some more looks, and it's sort of a shame. I do agree about the tight ends. Jake McGee from Richmond is a terrific receiver. I also think that Coulter Phillips is a good receiver, and Jeremiah Mathis has shown that he can catch the ball, particularly down near the goal line. So in the running game, no two ways about it. The running game has been a mystery this year. I think replacing the two guards has been almost impossible for the football team. They just have not – those guards this year just haven't gotten it done yet.
Well, but, and rightfully so. I mean, you're asking a lot. College football and professional football has really got to the point where it's a pass-happy league. I mean, the teams, what people don't realize, the teams that are successful are still running the ball very well, with the exception of New Orleans Saints. But if you watched the game yesterday against the Broncos, I mean, Peyton, they were able to run the ball very well.
Right.
Again, in college football, you have to be able to run the ball, particularly in November. And here we are down the stretch, and we're not doing a good enough job running the ball. And the offensive line would gain more confidence by the team running the ball than they will pass blocking, because they'd be always passive. And if they become more aggressive, then they can fire off the ball, then you can set up play action. You can do a lot more offensively from the strong running game. But right now, I mean, we lived on that at UVA, and much of my success came from having great running backs such as Thomas Jones and partly of Tiki Barber, even Antoine Womack. So, it works wonders for offense, particularly when the offense is not very seasoned at quarterback or at the skill position.
Well, and Aaron, let me jump in here. Yeah, and by the way, we're visiting with Aaron Brooks, former Virginia quarterback. We probably got a minute before we got to go to break, but I think Mike London wants to run the ball. Why has Virginia not been able to do that this year?
Well, I'm not in the office weekly to give you a definite answer, but I will give you my opinion on that. I think they give up. We get behind quickly. We get behind in the game very quickly, and when another team is up, you want to either try to even the score out or you want to try to get ahead. And when that happens, you're forced to throw the ball, and you don't have enough patience. You're not giving yourself enough patience to stick with the running game.
Right,
And that would tend to happen a lot of times when you're playing from behind.
All right, Aaron, we're going to go to our first break. Can you hang with us over the break, and we'll bring you back for another question or two if that's okay?
Sure.
All right, Aaron Brooks, former Virginia quarterback, we're going to go to our first break. This is Who's Talking. Stay with us. We'll be back after these messages.